Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about exploring with Ash Friendly, and really going a little bit in depth of, like, why we want to explore the world so adventurous, like a kid every single day. The reason behind it, because we really don't know what is out there when it's involving someone who is disabled or struggles in any minor to major way. We look at every time that we go out as an adventure, something new and uncharted, because that's what truly is feels for us. We don't know whether or not your facility that you're at, that you're listening to me at, is ADA accessible. We don't know who you let in, who you don't let in. And so when we're going out exploring, it's new, it's adventurous, because we don't know the problems that we may come across. Now, when I go out with Ashley, I'm very lucky that she only weighs 90 pounds. I can carry her everywhere that we need to go. Upstairs, up mountains, over hot beach, over lava, in the big deep blue sea. It doesn't really matter where we go. I can just carry her and put her on my shoulders. And it works for us because we always make it work. That's the thing with people who are disabled. We always make it work. It may not work the greatest, but it works for us. We may struggle a lot more and do things the hard way, but it makes it work for us. We don't really like to be there and be a nuisance to people or bother or be pampered like I'm some like little child, or being someone who's like, what are you doing? Like, why do I have to do this? More of just like a pain. We want to be free from that. We don't want to rely on other people to take care of us because we may be disabled, but we still want to feel the ability to be dependent. I'm independent from everyone else. It's a natural thing that we have as being disabled, being okay with that, and then being independent from everyone else. Relying on the government when we have to for a lot of things because we just can't survive without the government like that. Supplying people who have AIDS or people putting up systems and buses and creating all these things that not a lot of people would do if it wasn't for the government. Because what the government represents is all of us. And so when they're establishing stuff for like parks and for recreation centers and bus lines and trains, it has to all be extremely ADA compliant. Now people may not like that, but that's just the way it is. And you can tell when you're going into the train and he says like, hey, this is an ADA section. This is where her wheelchair belongs. And no one will get up from it. So she just stands in the middle of the way, blocking traffic from getting on and off the train because people don't want to move. It's a kind of a respect thing. And when people don't do it, they have no respect for themselves and no respect for other people. And that's quite okay. So more about the exploring part of going to different things, different places, different tastes and textures. We do that so that way when you decide that you want to go out and you're disabled in any way, you will know exactly what to expect. You will know how to interact, if you can go, what to expect, how to be able to feel respected when they're giving you the hint they're disrespecting you or talking to you in another way because they don't know any better. Because that doesn't mean you attack them and lash them out because they don't know any better. They don't know any better. And accept that. And educate them in the best way you can. Without hurting them. And without hurting yourself. As we're exploring different things and going different places, it's quite remarkable how not a lot of people know what being ADA compliant means. Or knowing what someone who with disabilities needs. It's just kind of just funny how, like, if you don't really go through it in life, if you don't experience in life, it doesn't bother you, then it doesn't really mean anything. That's what you can say about a lot of things, but we, as humans, as being part of society, I like to continue things blindly. Oh, people need this. Different cultures need this. We need to do this. We need to set up these programs because the people are homeless. We need to do this because these people are mentally ill and need our help. It's not about whether or not I'm getting stuff in return, which a lot of people need. They need that validation. I need to see your numbers. I need to see this. I need to see where my money is going. Me, I know where it's going. So and I don't need validation. And I don't need to brag to people about my status, what I'm doing. I just do it because it's the right thing to do. When we go exploring, we find all the fun things to do. We find things that people have donated their life to because they were able to walk and now they're disabled. Now they're giving back in the best way they can because they want to have more people who are like them, who no longer walk anymore or no longer can communicate, have a way to communicate and a way to enjoy the good life. Because I don't know if anyone listening to this knows what it is costs to be disabled, but it's like quadruple the amount of money that an able-bodied person pays. You pay triple the amount for a plane ticket, quadruple the amount for a hotel place. Everything that you do is expensive. It's a $200 cab ride from here to your nearest grocery store, wherever you are. It's $200 if you're not going with the government or public transportation. So when you go out and you experience life, enjoy it. What we try to do is we experience all the problems, all the frustrating, painstaking, bad mistakes that we make by going to this restaurant or going to this beach or going to this amusement park or going down to this parade and finding out there's no ADA accessible bathroom. Going to bad concert venues that don't offer people to be sanitized who are disabled, who can't go to the bathroom because there's no ADA accessible bathroom or community bathroom, meaning single stall, non-gender. Being really specific with you. Because we need more of those. There's more people out there that need those. And every day that we go out exploring, we're bringing more happiness and more ideas and more hope to other people. Because when we went out the other day to the beach, no one even knew that they could go to the beach at this beach. No one knew that, like, hey, most transit trains are ADA compliant because they have to, because that is their demographic. It's people who do not have a lot of money, people who do not have a car, people don't want a car, elderly who can't drive, disabled people can't drive. They don't think that the train was accessible to them, but it is. And when you give that to someone and they're looking on my app and they say, wow, man, I can hope, I can dream, I can have self-esteem, I can build everything up, I can have meaning and purpose. I'm telling you, it's the greatest power and the greatest amount of love you receive at once. Power, my meaning, I'm taking care of other people because that is the greatest power in the world. And you're doing it on a consistent basis and you're doing it very lovingly into the right direction. For everyone, you're not hurting anyone, you're not contributing back into evil, becoming a little darker to do good. No, this is just good. And that's where I like to stay. And when you do that and you give them these lovely ideas and all this purpose and meaning, it makes their life better. They enjoy to wake up every single day. They have something to do. They have dreams to dream, daydream, and to dream at night. And to believe that they can. That, my friends, is what Ash Friendly is about. Because together, we are Ash Friendly. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, together we are Ash Friendly.